This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum. I am Ahmed Fahim from Afghanistan. There is a question that arises in my mind. God is omnipotent. Then why did He not make everyone Muslims? What does the word omnipotent mean? Omnipotent, it refers to a deity who has ultimate power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran in Surah Yunus, chapter number 10, verse number 99 and 100, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا. And if your Lord willed, He would have made everyone to believe on the face of the earth. أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهُ النَّاسِ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. Do you force the people? Would you force the people to... أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهُ النَّاسِ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. Would you force the people until they believe? The next verse, verse number 100, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تُؤْمِنَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And no soul believes except by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From these two verses of the glorious Quran, we understand that no human being can believe except with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every human being believes with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah willed, He could have made each and every human being on the face of the earth a Muslim. But why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not done such a thing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Al-Mulk, chapter number 67, verse number 2, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. It is Allah who has created death and life to test which of us are good in deeds. This life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created death and life to test which of you are good in deeds. This life, it is a test for the hereafter. And we human beings, we have been given a free will. The human beings are a special creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The human beings have been given a free will to either do the right or to do the wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Al-Dhariyat, chapter number 51, verse number 56, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That I have not created jinn and mankind except to worship me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has created the jinn and mankind to worship Him. The purpose of the creation of the human beings, it is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we human beings, we are a special creation. The human beings and the jinn are the only creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who have been given a free will. Besides the human being and the jinn, all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have to obey the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the angels who have to obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the human beings are a special creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed, He could have made every human being on the face of the earth a Muslim. But where lies the test? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is testing us human beings to see who among us are righteous and who among us are not righteous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is testing us in the life of this world. And if we pass the test, if we do righteous deeds, if we do good deeds, we will be admitted in the gardens of paradise. If we do evil deeds and if we do not follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will enter hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Al-Shu'ara, chapter number 26, verse number 1-4, Taseen Meem, Tilka Ayatul Kitab Al-Mubin. These are the verses of the clear book. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. That you may collapse, you will collapse in grief. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Because they did not believe. And the next verse in Surah Al-Shu'ara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. إِن نَشَأْ نُنَزِّلْ عَلَيْهِم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ آيَةً فَظَلَّتْ أَعْنَاقُهُمْ لَا خَاضِعِينَ. That if we wished, we could have sent down a sign from the sky so that they bend their necks in submission. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is telling our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, not to grieve because the disbelievers have disbelieved. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has already sent a sign to the disbelievers, referring to the pagans of Makkah. That is the glorious Quran, which is a clear sign and a proof for them. The pagans of Makkah, they asked our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that ask your Lord to send us a sign from the skies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent the miracle of miracles, that is the glorious Quran. Yet the disbelievers in Makkah, they did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The pagans of Makkah, even though they realized that this is the word of Almighty God, yet they did not believe in it. So if Allah wills, he can make each and every human being on the face of the earth a Muslim. But where lies the test? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to voluntarily submit ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we submit ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be among the believers who will be admitted into the gardens of paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with his servant, the one who turns to him and the one who obeys the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if we follow the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, we will find success in this life as well as the next life. So this life, it is a test for us human beings. We can either do good or we can either do bad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the option. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has given us human beings a free will. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may he keep us on the sirat al-mustaqim, that is the straight path. And we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the temptations of the shaitan. Allahumma ameen. I hope that answers your question.